Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about the issue involving the fact that the numbers say it all. In other words, do the numbers square with the hype concerning real estate investing? And Kevin is going to address that in detail and walk us through the various signs of whether those numbers square with reality. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So to ask a very simple question and start this conversation, do the numbers say it all?
Well, that's what we need to do. We need to look into that as real estate investors or those out there who are considering becoming a real estate investor. You know, we all see the hype and we all see the headlines and we see it in our papers. We see it on the internet. We see it on the television. Real estate markets for residential real estate across the U.S. in just about every significant market, they're hot markets. Whether the headline is about shrinking inventories or rising prices or big profits or low days on market, you know, we've all seen the headlines, we've all read the articles, and we've all probably talked amongst ourselves about any one of those measures. And with that, you know, there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of interest, there's a lot of energy around residential real estate investing. But at the end of the day, the prudent investor or the prudent individual who's considering real estate investing, they need to look at the numbers and make sure that the numbers are aligned with and support all that hype, all that energy, all that excitement. And especially for the part-time real estate investor or the weekend investor or that individual who's perhaps got a full-time job, but the real estate markets have perked their interest and they're wondering if they should take a try at residential real estate investing. And that individual, they've probably got a lot of questions, and they should, before entering into any type of real estate investing. So today, let's take a look at some of the questions that they may be asking themselves about residential real estate investing, and let's try to answer them using real facts and real data and validate whether or not the hype is real and validate whether or not the answers to their questions are the ones they want to hear in terms of their due diligence in deciding whether or not to become a real estate investor. And the timing is great to tackle some of these questions. There was a study that just came out, and it was done by the Adam Data Solutions, which is the nation's leading source for comprehensive housing data, and they also happen to be the new parent company of RealtyTrack. And this organization, Adam Data Solutions, they did a study on the second quarter of this year, the house flipping activities that occurred in the second quarter of this year. And there was some very compelling data that came out of this study. And there was a lot in there, and we won't attempt to break it all down today in this discussion, but let's narrow it down and simplify it into six key questions that a potential real estate investor or perhaps the part-time or weekend investor may be asking themselves in an effort just to validate whether or not now is the right time to start, or now is the right time to continue, or now is the right time to grow their residential real estate investing activities. So let's dive in. Start with the first question. A common question among that audience is probably, hey, is there any opportunities out there for me? I see the hype, I hear the hype, but I wonder if it's too late. Is there any room for any more investment or any more investors in residential real estate investing? Well, according to this Adam Data Solutions study, looking at the second quarter of 2016, house flips were up 14% over the first quarter of this same year. And that's up 3% from a year ago. And with that being said, this is the highest number of house flips in a single quarter since the second quarter of 2010, which means the second quarter of 2016 was a six-year high in the number of house flips across the United States. And you know, if you're wondering, wow, is there any opportunities out there for me? You know, I would conclude that there's a high likelihood that there are. Yes, there are opportunities out there that exist for those real estate investors who are willing to do the work to seek them out. You know, we see a six-year high in the number of house flips. So that tells me there are investors out there who are continuing to find deals and continuing to find more deals as time goes on, bringing us to a six-year high in quarterly house flips in our country. So yes, there's still good opportunity out there for those who choose to go after it. Secondly, how about the question of, is it just a few big players who are out there executing this increasing number of house flips? You know, is it just a few big institutional investors or hedge funds? Are they taking up all the opportunity, and have they pushed out the opportunity for us small individual or private investors? Well, in the second quarter of 2016, according to this study, there were 39,775 unique investors who flipped one house in the second quarter of 2016. And these unique investors, now granted, there are some large institutional investors in there, you know, hedge funds or larger companies or investment firms, but there are also a lot of individuals in there. This is the highest number of unique house flippers since the second quarter of 2007. That's a nine-year high in terms of the number of unique investors who are out there investing in residential real estate and flipping houses. So to the question of, is it just a few big players who are taking up all the opportunity, and is there any room for me, the individual investor, I would say yes, there is. You know, 39,775 unique investors in one quarter this year, there's not that many large institutional residential real estate investors in this country. So that lends you to believe that, boy, the majority of those are private, individual real estate investors, just like you and I. Let's look at a third question. Well, are they making any money, these house flippers? Well, according to this study, in the second quarter of this year, 2016, the average gross profit on these house flips was $62,000 per flip. That's the highest average gross flipping profit since Q1 of 2000, a 16-year high. You know, that represents an average 48.8% return on the original purchase price for these investors on these individual house flips. That's a pretty significant return on investment. And, you know, so to the question of, are they making any money? Are they just flipping a lot of houses or doing a lot of quote-unquote skinny deals? Well, I'd say there's pretty significant money out there being made with the average gross margin of $68,000. The returns are definitely there. Let's look at a fourth question. And you might not like the answer to this question, but it's an important question, and the answer is important. And the question is, can I get rich quick? I see the hype, I hear the hype, I read the hype, and now I even see the numbers to back it up. Does that mean I can get rich quick in residential real estate investing? And I'm going to caution the new or the prospective or part-time investor that it's still not a get-rich-quick plan, residential real estate investing. According to this study, in the second quarter of 2016, it took an average of 185 days individual house and make the profits that we've discussed here. So 185 days, that's about 6 months, a little more than 6 months on average. That's not a get-rich-quick. We're not buying houses and becoming rich overnight as a result of flipping them. There's 6 months of due diligence and hard work and time and energy and investment in order to get the returns that this study has found from the second quarter of this year. So I caution the investor once again, if your desire or your goal or your objective or your need is a get-rich-quick scheme or tactic, you might want to look elsewhere, because residential real estate investing is not that. It's a game for those who are patient and who invest time and energy and hard work, due diligence, and persistence. Those are the individuals that are making the returns and the profits and the investments that are identified in this study that we're talking about today. Let's look at the fifth question. Well, will it work in my market? 35% of all the homes flipped in the second quarter of 2016 were sold between $100,000 and $200,000 sales price. That's the biggest share of any price range that were sold in the second quarter of this year was in the $100,000 to $200,000 mark. So if you're wondering if it'll work in your market, ask yourself, do I have homes in my market that are selling for $100,000 to $200,000? And believe it or not, you know, some individuals may answer that question no. There are parts of this country where people are living and working today where that's just not a realistic housing price, a house between $100,000 and $200,000. And for those individuals who are considering real estate investing, they may need to look at some other markets. They may need to drive outside of their immediate home market to do their investing, or even look out of state like many investors do. For the majority of investors, that's a very realistic price range, $100,000 to $200,000. And that answers the question, will real estate investing work in my market? Well, chances are good that it will. However, there are some markets where it won't. So you need to do some due diligence and understand your marketplace to understand, are you going to be able to invest in your own backyard, or are you going to have to go outside your immediate home market in order to do your residential real estate investing? And then let's look at another question, the sixth question. Well, with all this being said, with all this great data, and with all this positive results, and with all the energy and the excitement around residential real estate investing, you can't help but ask or need to ask or want to ask, well, what's the catch or what's the secret or do I need a crystal ball to be successful as a residential real estate investor? I hear the hype. I even see the activity occurring in my own neighborhood or my own market. And now, today, I've even got the data to back it up. Is this all propped up by some secrets or tricks or some skills or talents or education or resources that I don't have access to? It's a great question to ask, and you need to do it and need to ask it as part of your due diligence before starting your residential real estate investing business. Let's look at the data. Homes flipped in the second quarter of 2016 were purchased by the flipper on average at 25.7% discount below the full after repair market value of those homes. There's the secret, and we've talked about this in the past. Real estate investors make their money on the buy, and these real estate investors in this study are buying at over 25% below the after repair value. You've got to find discounted real estate in order to be a successful real estate investor. That's how real estate investors make the money. They make it on the buy. And that, if anything, is the secret. We've talked about it before, and we can't stress it enough. It's the key to your success, to find discounted real estate or distressed real estate in order to be successful. Now, keep in mind, just like on TV and radio, you hear it, your results may vary in your market, but the numbers tell an exciting and compelling story of what real estate investors are doing out there today. The only question that remains is, are you ready to be one of those investors?
Great points, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lewis.